One night in Bali, the chief woke up and heard a noise under his window. Gecko, gecko, gecko. He got up and went to the window. Gecko, it's the middle of the night. You woke me up. Chief, the fireflies are keeping me awake. They're flashing their lights on and off, on and off, on and off. I can't sleep. You're the chief. Do something. Gecko, in the morning, I will talk to the fireflies. Now go home. I want to go back to sleep. So Gecko went home grumbling. Now, whenever Gecko grumbles or makes his noise, that's your part. Gecko, gecko, gecko. The chief went back to sleep. But in the morning, true to his word, the chief went and found the fireflies. Fireflies, I understand that you are flashing your lights and keeping Gecko awake. Is that true? Well, yes, of course it's true. You see, Buffalo is leaving his manure in the road, and we are flashing our lights so that nobody will step in it. Well, said the chief, that seems like a good idea. Perhaps you should just keep on doing that. Well, the chief went about his business for the rest of the day, and when he was asleep that night again, he heard, gecko, gecko, gecko. He got up and went to the window, and Gecko said, chief, the fireflies are still flashing their lights on and off, on and off, on and off. I can't sleep. You said you'd do something. Gecko, I talked to the fireflies. The fireflies are flashing their lights because Buffalo is leaving his poop in the middle of the road, and they don't want anybody to step in it. You're the chief. There's got to be something you can do. Well, I suppose I could talk to Buffalo in the morning. Now go on home, Gecko. Gecko went off grumbling. Gecko, gecko, gecko. The next morning when the chief found Buffalo, he said, I understand you are leaving your poop in the road, and that's making the fireflies keep Gecko awake. What is going on? Well, said Buffalo, you see, a rain is washing holes in the road, and I don't want anybody to step in those holes and fall down. I am filling up the holes to keep people safe. Well, said the chief, that's very thoughtful of you. So the chief went on home. And that night again, as he was sleeping, he heard under his window, gecko, gecko, gecko. The chief went to the window. Gecko, are you here again? You said you'd talk to Buffalo, and the fireflies are flashing their lights on and off, on and off, on and off. I cannot sleep. Gecko, Buffalo is filling up the holes. Rain is washing in the road so that people won't step in them and fall. You're the chief. You're the chief. You must be able to do something. Well, perhaps I can talk to the rain tomorrow and see if there's anything to be done. Please go home, Gecko. Off Gecko went. Gecko, gecko, gecko. Well, when the chief found Rain the next day and asked Rain what was going on with washing all these holes in the road, leaving them so that Buffalo could fill them up with his poop, Rain said, we're making puddles so that there is a home for the mosquitoes. If there were no mosquitoes, Gecko would have no food. So the chief agreed that Rain, of course, should just keep doing what Rain did. And that night, he didn't even bother going to bed. He just waited. And sure enough, long about midnight, he heard, Gecko, 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 I've been expecting you. Well, the fireflies are flashing their lights on and off, on and off, on and off. You said you'd talk to Rain. I did. I talked to Rain. Gecko, do you like to eat? Oh, why, well, yes, I love to eat. What do you like to eat? I love mosquitoes. And where do they live? Why, they live in puddles. Yes, said the chief. Rain is washing those holes in the road to make puddles for your food. Gecko, there are some things in nature that we just have to put up with. Now, I suggest you go home and figure out some way to sleep anyway. Now, as Gecko went off, he wasn't grumbling near as much. Gecko, Gecko, Gecko. When he got home, he went into the corner and turned his back. And even though those fireflies were flashing their lights on and off, on and off, on and off, he managed to go to sleep. And do you know, it's the same for us. There are some things in nature we just have to put up with. Thank you very much. You can find that story in Margaret Mead MacDonald's book, Earth Care.